What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mike Alley podcast. I'm super excited to record this episode. Today I have Austin Ridden with me.
Yeah.
A little bit of history. Me and Austin, we went to the same church and the same school back in Farmington, New Mexico, where I grew up. And he moved, what, like 4 years back?
Like 2 years about.
What?
Two or three years about.
Two or three years ago, he moved to Orem, Utah. And I saw him once since then, but it's been a long time since I've seen him. And he popped up in St. George and DM'd me and was like, hey, let's hang out. And I was like, okay. So we're hanging out and we're going to record a little podcast and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Okay.
It's been a while, Micah.
It has been a while. It's been like a long while.
Like 2 years.
Yeah. So a little bit about Austin. What are you into?
So I do videography. I do music as well. I play guitar. I've just kind of picked it up over the years. I started skateboarding and everyone just needed a filmer. I was like, hey, I'll do it. And that's kind of where I was like, wow, this is actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's funny, I actually got into filming too through mountain biking.
Yeah.
So kind of similar.
Yeah, kind the of. Same scope basically.
Yeah, the same kind of sport.
Like action same accent. Yeah, action.
Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about music because we both have similar tastes in music.
Yes.
Your favorite band. What's your favorite
Tool.
Band?
Easily. Tool.
Yeah.
Though I will flow from Tool to Metallica occasionally, but usually it's Tool.
Okay. Yeah, that's super fair.
Yeah, and then like a lot of Dream Theater as well. They're, the only album I've really listened to and enjoyed is their Metropolis Part 2, Scenes from a Memory. It's a concept album based, it's like a giant story basically.
Cool.
So yeah, I've really enjoyed that album. It's just so much fun to listen to. You just notice different things every time you listen.
Yeah.
And it's a cool experience.
Awesome.
So you like Tool as well.
Yeah.
So
it's not my favorite band.
It's not your favorite band, but you do listen to them.
Yes, I do listen to Tool.
Well, I brought this up earlier before we started recording. What's your favorite Tool song?
My favorite Tool song. So I think it'd have to be The Pot. Okay, you're gonna get mad at me, but I don't know how to say this one. Is it the Schism?
Schism.
Schism. Okay.
Okay.
I sound dumb, but
yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah, Schism's really good. Oh, what's another one of my favorite Tool songs? The Grudge.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's such a cool, like, atmospheric song. It just kind of... It sounds like something you'd hear, like, at, like, a baseball game.
Yeah.
Or, like, a football game.
Yeah.
Like, right at the beginning. Kind of like a fight song.
Yeah, it's super good. What about you? What's your favorite Tool song?
Okay. So, I've got a couple, actually. So, I think... Like, just in general, I really like Anima.
Mm-hmm.
That album was really present for me when my granddad passed away. He really liked that album. So I think Anima is, like, one of my favorite songs. And then, like, 10,000 Days is really good, both parts of Wings of Marie. I also really enjoy, like Vicarious is really fun, too.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
I love that song just because I can play it really well. It's such a fun, like, finger exercise.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's a super cool song. I love that song. Okay, so what do you want to do as a career, kind of splitting off from music?
I kind of want to go into either like video or something involved in video almost. It just kind of feels natural almost and like feels like I'm doing something with my life, you know, rather than like sitting down at an office clacking away.
Yeah, totally.
I'd either do video or like something involved in music too, maybe a clash of those two.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, just something super creative, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because life's kind of boring when you're not doing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you already seem to kind of be doing what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to do the best I can to start my career. I know that I'm passionate about filming and taking pictures and the whole art form in general.
Yeah.
I think that digital media and even like film and all those other arts in general. I just love art and style, and I just have a mind that tends to look at things and see art and beauty, and
yeah,
I love it all, and I just want to make it into a career and continue to work hard. I'm a firm believer that if you work hard in anything, hard enough, the hardest you can, that you're going to be successful in whatever you want to.
Yeah. So, kind of like, if you set your mind to it almost.
Yeah.
And you take the necessary steps, obviously.
Absolutely.
You can't just say, hey, I want to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
No, it's not.
Unfortunately.
And, yeah, and I mean, I don't think that a lot of people that say they're photographers and complain about not being successful with it or not making enough money or not making as much money as they want to, I don't think they spend as much time as I do.
Yeah. And I think for me, I don't do photography or like videography for money. I do it because I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like people who say, oh, I'm not being successful right now, those people will never be successful if they keep that mindset.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not really wanting to be there in the moment.
Yeah. I think the biggest part of success is how you define it. Most people define success by how much money you're making.
But really what it comes down to, kind of to me, is doing what you want to do at that time.
Yes. It's all about being content and being happy to me. And filming makes me happy. And I believe that because it makes me happy, and if I work hard at it, it'll also make me successfully financially.
Yeah.
So
it's just all about finding your audience almost.
Yeah.
And like,
absolutely,
making sure you're able to actually have something that someone wants to watch or view or whatever it may be.
And I believe that if you're truly putting in work and enjoying creating, then other people are going to enjoy what you're creating too.
Yeah.
There's always going to be haters, but block them out and
yeah, continue. They don't matter.
They don't matter whatsoever. There's a quote that actually says, the fans around the arena don't get to yell at the person in the arena. Only the people in the arena are allowed to criticize and fight each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's very rare that the people in the arena, the people that are actually working hard and doing, criticize each other. It's usually the people that are sitting behind their computer screen that are the critics.
Yeah.
That aren't doing anything with their life compared to you.
Yeah. And sometimes when you're in that arena, right, you've got your friend group in the arena, you know, I mean, that's kind of weird for an arena, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
When you've got that friend group, people are going to criticize each other, and that's going to be okay with everyone because you are all doing similar things.
Yes, absolutely. I think the other thing that most people don't understand is they do a photo shoot and it goes horribly and their client doesn't like it and they fail. And they think that that's it. They can't do it. They stop there. But failing is like the biggest thing in what we do. Failing is the reason that I know how to take pictures. If I didn't fail at taking pictures, I wouldn't know what not to do.
Right.
And I wouldn't be good at doing it.
Yeah. And kind of, I can't remember who said this. I think one of my teachers said it. But like, they said, I would almost rather you do the wrong thing first.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have the, oh, I'm just so good at this kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Because that kind of ruins everything, not only like in your mind, but also kind of like it ruins your just entire mentality towards whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
That can apply to anything. That can apply to videography, photography. It could just anything, really.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely anything. It's just a principle in life, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing right now to start accomplishing your goal of doing this? I know you're creating videos and skateboarding. I know you love skateboarding.
Yeah.
You have a job.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of things that are good. Learning to work is really important.
Yeah. A big thing that's really helped me kind of be doing what I'm wanting to do is taking all, like, right now I'm in high school, so I'm taking all the classes that, like, I feel I need to be taking.
Yeah.
And at this point, I don't even really care about graduation requirements like I should.
Uh-huh.
But, like I know I'm going to be able to graduate. It's not going to be very hard. If I have to take online classes, then I'll do that. But I can't take an online class for videography. That's not going to work.
Nope.
So I've just kind of taken... I've taken videography classes 2 years in a row. I'm planning on doing it next year as well.
Awesome.
So that's kind of helped me kind of get an eye for it and kind of see what the people in the industry are like.
Yeah. And that's really important because something that I get a lot is, I wish I could be a photographer, Mike. I wish I could take pictures like you can. And I hate when people say that because they don't understand.
It's not
something that I inherently have when I was born.
I mean,
it's something.
Some people do have an eye.
Some people do.
But like, usually you don't have to. It's more developing your talent rather than having the talent.
Exactly.
No one is ever born talented.
Yeah. Go look at my first video on YouTube. It's still there. Matter of fact, it's a mountain biking video and it is absolutely treacherous. Like,
yeah.
If someone saw that, they would not be wanting to be able to make that because it's embarrassing, honestly. Yeah. But I keep it on there so people know
what you've done.
Yeah. What I've gone through and how much I've improved over. I think that was 4 years ago that I made my first YouTube video. I mean, it's significant, and the only reason I've improved that much is because literally every single day, I'm learning and acting.
Yeah.
I'm not just sitting there watching YouTube videos on how to do stuff. I go and do the stuff that I'm learning in the YouTube videos.
I think that's my biggest problem right now, is that I'm not going and doing the stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I think now I'm at a point where I can comfortably do what I want a lot more often.
Yeah.
Rather than just being like, you know?
Yeah, that's
the biggest hurdle is when you're like, so you've got like this curve, you've got your like bell curve, right?
Yeah.
So when you're first starting out, you're going to be really bad at whatever you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
3 or 4 months in, you're going to have a pretty good amount of knowledge of what you're doing. And it all depends on what you're doing, obviously, but like, this is my kind of experience.
Yes.
So like 3 or 4 months in, you're gonna be like, well, yeah, I can do this comfortably. And then like after like a couple of years, you're like, I'm getting really good at this. And you're gonna think you're gonna be able to do a lot more.
Yeah.
And then you like go on YouTube and you're like, oh. And then you quit.
Yeah.
Because you're like, these guys are so much better than me. I mean, you can see 6-year-olds playing like Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force. Or like you can see 3-year-olds like on, I don't think I've ever seen this, but like, it's like you could see like a 3-year-old doing like the Mega Riff, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's really the biggest thing about having like a talent or like a hobby is it's being able to not be pressed down by when you're like, when you see people better than you.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my biggest struggle is being tough, you know?
Yeah. And I think what I do whenever I see people that are better than me, instead of being disappointed in myself that I'm not as good as them, I go out and see how I can be as good as them. Sometimes I reach out to them, even to famous people sometimes, which hardly ever goes through. But when it does go through, it's very good and very awesome because you can get help. You can learn from them if they're YouTubers. Peter McKinnon, he's such a good YouTuber. He's such a good filmmaker.
Yeah.
And I don't get down whenever I see that he's really good. I learn from him and I get stoked. And it's even pretty cool to see people that are super successful. And I'll probably never be as successful as Gary Vee. I don't know if you've ever heard of Gary Vee. He's an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Has a bunch of companies and stuff. He's super, super wealthy and super successful.
Yeah.
And he pretty much teaches people how to build their businesses and what to do. And like millions of followers. And yesterday he posted a YouTube video and I liked it. Or I commented and he liked my comment.
Yeah. So that was just like, oh.
Yeah, it's just pretty cool.
No, it's like, always awesome when that happens too.
Yeah, because they recognize you. Like, they're not just above you. They've just spent more time on it and worked harder than you.
Yeah.
And you just have to do it too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Just hobbies in general, you have to put the time in. You have to put the effort in. You can't be pushed down by anyone.
Yeah.
That's really the keys to success in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I believe, at least.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it was good to talk to you. I'm glad that you were able to visit.
Yeah, dude, it's
hang
been
out.
Amazing.
Yeah. So... Also, stay updated if you're listening to this. Stay updated on my Instagram, Micah.J.Ali. I'll be posting a lot of mountain biking stuff coming up. I just filmed out in Virgin, Utah, some really cool stuff.
Oh yeah, it is. Austin, it is just so much butter.
Yeah, like, such good filming, such good scenery, such good riding, and it's gonna be really cool. Probably some of the best films I've ever taken, and some of the best movies I'll ever make. So
yeah,
I'm excited about
it. Exciting.
You want to plug your Instagram?
Yeah. So my Instagram is it's Austin Ridden, one word. AustinRidden. People usually mess that up, and that's okay. But yeah, check me out there. I'll plug my YouTube there. Yeah, just check me out.
I'll check him out. You won't regret it. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.